Uh-huh. Mert én már talán, ugye?
Mm-hmm. Say if you were setting the table, you'd give everyone a... Next to each plate, you'd put a...
Fork and knife. And spoon.
And if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Yeah, steak knife.
And maybe if you put out four of them, you'd say you put out four steak.
Mm-hmm. Four steak knives.
And fork. Say if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to go.
And wash the dishes.
And you say, after she washes the dishes, then she wet them in clear water.
Scalds them, turn them down in the drain.
Or another word for that, she, to get the soap off, she
rinse them in the hot water, scald them in the hot water. Uh-huh. Rinse them out. And turn them down the drain.
Uh-huh. And the cloth or rag that you use when you're washing dishes.
Super kind.
Yeah, to get that food off, you use a...
Oh, I use a... When it's on there, put a tad. I have a pot scrape, you know, it's a sponge one, something like that.
Well, mm-hmm. If it was a cloth or a rag, though, you'd call it a...
This towel, this cloth.
Okay. And to dry them off, you'd use a...
A drying cloth.
Uh-huh. Is that the same as a dish towel?
A dish towel. Well, I call the dish rag the rag what dish from the towel the rag I dry with.
Uh-huh. And what about to wash your face with? You'd have a
towel. Bath towel. Bath cloth.
Okay.
When am I gonna get, what's your name?
Barbara.
When am I gonna get through? I am so hungry.
Well, do you want to stop? Did you want to stop for a while?
I sure do. Well, he might resign himself. You don't take it. Ain't no telling. Nisa might resign himself and give it up.
Oh, he said he wasn't going to, though, because
That's what he said. Okay, everything quiet as a cucumber.
talking about them. Did they ever raise cane around here much, sugar cane?
Yeah, the red old-fashioned red cane and ribbon cane and green cane.
Mm-hmm. What did they raise it for?
For syrup.
Uh-huh.
Grind it and make syrup out of it.
How did you make syrup? Did you ever see him do it?
I haven't did it a many times myself.
How do you do it?
Grind the cane, grind the juice out the cane. But first I made it on a kettle. You know, they used to make syrup mm-hmm. on a kettle, but now they make them evaporate.
Mm-hmm.
The first I made, they made them a kettle, and the juice would run from the mill down in the kettle.
Mm-hmm.
And just cook it and skim it. Keep the skim, skimming off the juice. Until the beginning, they go to syrup. And then you, but dip it out, the old-fashioned way, you dip it out with a tin bucket. Have a bucket on on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
And dip it out and pour it in the trough and string. You have a stringer over the cloth. And you pour it in the cloth and strain it. And keep the drugs out of the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we made it on the cane mill. Now these evaporators, I have never made any on an evaporator. Mm-hmm. I've seen it made, but I haven't made any.
What about if you cook it down longer than usual? Then do you call it something besides syrup?
If you cook it too far, it goes with sugar.
Uh-huh. What about molasses?
Well,